Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. Stand up for your country. You know, it's very frustrating, and I think you may feel the same way, to see problems, vexing problems, ignored by those who are supposed to be trying to solve them. And that is the hallmark of the Biden administration. They just do not even acknowledge problems. Or if they become so overwhelming, they blame Trump or somebody else. But what are they doing to make things better? Again, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, if you can give me one example, because I am open to that, I want to be fair. So looking away while people are dying and the American society is being harmed is not acceptable. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. The best illustration of this is in the nation's largest cities. The main job of government, local, state, and federal, is to protect innocent people. That is the main job. Not to tax us, not to virtue signal, not to social engineer, to protect us. Job number one. Are they doing that job? No. Because the failure to punish miscreants, word of the day, miscreants, okay, is leading to anarchy, death, and destruction all over this country, particularly in the big cities. Now, let me back it up. So you all know about San Francisco. The far-left government there doesn't punish anyone for behavior that hurts the folks, the innocent folks. They don't punish there. So what happened was that drug addicts from all over the country have arrived in San Francisco because the city pays them up to $800 a month, no question asked. So that's $800 on heroin or fentanyl or cocaine or gin or vodka. So if you're a drug addict, you go to San Francisco. You can't work if you're addicted, so you can't get an apartment or a house. So you live on the street. So therefore, the homeless population has exploded. And inside the homeless population, you're not exactly talking about responsible people. They're addicts or mentally ill. If they weren't, they could get a job and get an apartment or someplace to live off the street. So San Francisco basically says, come on in. If you're homeless, addicted, whatever it is, you can do whatever you want here and we'll pay you to do it. People say, oh no, this can't be possible. It is. So Whole Foods goes into San Francisco in March of last year, 2022. On Monday, yesterday, they pulled out. Okay, why? Rampant shoplifting. Remember, shoplifters in San Francisco are not punished. And drug addicts using Whole Foods to shoot up and get inebriated. So Whole Foods says, we got to get out of here. Our employees are in danger. And they're out after a year. This is insane. But there's nobody going to stop it right now in San Francisco. No one. So there's a legion of businesses and residents who have left that city. And it's happening everywhere. Okay. So the public sale and use of narcotics, public, is illegal everywhere, even in Oregon, where they've legalized hard drugs, leading to the destruction of Portland. Okay? And the Oregonian, a far-left newspaper, acknowledged that over the weekend. Cities destroyed. So you can't move from San Francisco to Portland. It's going from bad to bad. Okay, so it is not legal to sell drugs or to use them in public. So the solution to the problem is if somebody's shooting up or smoking crack or whatever they're doing in public, you take them off the street. You arrest them. You put them in a holding cell where they can't get narcotics. And you keep them there for 48 hours or whatever until they're arraigned or whatever charge there may be. That would wipe out this problem almost overnight because the drug addicts can't get the dope, which they need all throughout the day. You just take them off and put them in a place where they cannot access drugs. Solves the problem. You would see all of these homeless places disappear and the drug addicts go underground because they don't want to be taken away from their supply. They won't do it. They would rather have little children on the way to school watch people shoot up heroin. They would rather have the cities become disgraceful pits of the worst human conduct you can imagine. That's the far left point of view. That's who people are electing in New York, in Chicago, in LA, in San Francisco, in Portland, in Baltimore, in St. Louis, and on and on and on. Okay, do we all have that now? Now, drug commerce, selling of narcotics, always comes with violence because the dealers are armed and they're trying to expand their territory to sell narcotics to more drug addicts. So they shoot and kill the rival drug dealers. That's what drives inner city violent crime. That's what most of these mass shootings and killings are all about. All right? See it? Understand? Okay. Now, the left wants to ban guns. They don't want to set up a system where you would wipe out, at least in public, the narcotics trade. No, we don't want to do that. We want to ban the guns. Well, the gangsters will still get the guns because there are 300 million of them in circulation. The price of buying a gun would go up, but they'd still get them. Meantime, the law-abiding citizen who may need firearms for self-protection gets stripped of that. That's the leftist view. Law-abiding people, no self-protection. Gangsters, we're not going to do anything about them. In New York City, you can be arrested, found with an illegal gun on you, and you will not get bail. You just walk right out. I guess they take the gun, but I'm not even sure about it. No, they do. They take the gun. Okay. Another mass shooting today. We're going to have a mass shooting every day in this country because there are so many mentally ill people now, and we live in a culture of violence. What does that mean, a culture of violence? One movie title, John Wick. All you got to do is watch one of those movies, and you'll understand the culture of violence that comes out of the United States of America. Guns, shooting, carnage, boom, boom, boom. You multiply that by 10 million on the internet, and then you blend in the violent rap music industry. We have a culture of violence here. No more Leave It to Beaver. Violence everywhere. And we devalue life in America now. So if you're a maniac and you want to kill yourself, you say, yeah, I want to kill myself, but I'm taking eight people with me because I don't believe in anything. And I'm so mentally disturbed that I'm going to kill myself and all these other people. Every day you're going to have that now because we have no restraints in this country. None. There's no restraints at all. With the collapse of law enforcement, you have no restraints on the criminal front or the mentally ill front. None. What's the federal government doing about it? Nothing. Now, some states are trying. But California, Illinois, New York City, New York State, all the liberal states are not. All right? So summing up, you can take all the guns off the street if you want. Not going to solve the problem at any level. It's a zero thing. And the country is so divided on it, the left wants to ban all guns. They say they don't, but they do. And the right doesn't want any restrictions on any guns at all. So how are you ever going to get detente? Never. That's the memo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, Joe Biden's in Ireland. He's in Belfast. 25th anniversary went over yesterday of the end of the Troubles, the war between Catholic Irish and London and Northern Ireland allies. So that ended 25 years ago. Thank God it ended. And Biden's going to be in Ireland till Saturday. Nice vacation, Joe. Nice vacation. Yeah, there's no reason for you to be there, but enjoy yourself. I'm going in June. Ireland's a tremendous vacation. Biden knows it. We're paying for it. Okay, he's over there. What's he doing? A couple of Guinnesses. What else? Nothing. This guy is unbelievable. Meanwhile, back here, according to a report on Fox Digital, all right, Hunter Biden's business partners visited the White House more than 80 times when Joe Biden was vice president. This is hard to believe, but they back it up according to visitor logs reviewed by Fox News Digital. Hunter Biden's business associates were inside the White House 80 times. Well, Joe was VP. Want to explain that to me? I'd like to know. And the Congressional Budget Office comes out with its deficit report. Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, just the facts, just the numbers. All right. First 6 months of this fiscal year, which begins in October for the federal government. Okay, Joe Biden has run up a $1.1 trillion deficit. If it continues the next 6 months, that's $2.2 trillion. So our debt in America approaches $33 trillion. we're on the road to insolvency here because of Biden's spending. Yet Biden goes out and says, I'm a deficit cutter. Blatant lie. And recently, the only year the deficit was bigger for the 6 months was in 2021, the COVID spending. That was $1.7 trillion. All right? And there's Biden, oh, no, I'm cutting the deficit. No, you're not. You're spending massive amounts of money, federal money, tax money, to buy votes. Not solving any problems with the deficit spending. Border's still as bad as it was for 2 years. We just went over the crime in the streets problem. No solving that. Prices of food going up again. Prices of gas going up again. You're not solving any problems, Joe. You're over in Ireland having Guinness. U.S. Postal Office says it's going to raise the price of a stamp from 63 cents, that's now, to 66 because of inflation. All right. Postal Office is not going to be around in 5 years. It'll be privatized because everybody sends emails and texts now. They don't send letters. And the stuff that you have to send, they're going to the private agencies, which are better. I like my post office here on Long Island. I like them. But it's not a long-term thing. Culture war. Okay. Trans madness. Trans. I got to make a confession. I don't care about the trans. I'm sorry. I'm a Christian. I should care, I guess, at some level. I don't. You want to be trans? Be trans. As long as you're an adult, makes you happy, go ahead. Be trans. I don't have any real strong point of view, other than I don't want the trans stuff shoved down my throat. I don't want it. And forget about children. No one under 21 in this country should be able to get an operation that changes your gender. I would have that law. 21. Because at 21, you're still an idiot. Okay? Think about when you were 21. I was an idiot at 21. I didn't want to change my gender, but I was still an idiot. Okay. So I don't want trans all day, every day. In fact, when I hear or see trans, I usually turn off the vehicle, whatever it is. All right? I don't Bruce Jenner, and I just don't engage. And that's my failing as a Christian. I guess I should be more sympathetic, but I'm not. Anyway, two big companies, Nike and Anheuser-Busch, have hired a person named Dylan Mulvaney. He was born a male, but now wants to be a female and has gotten facial feminization surgery. Okay. She's 26, so she's entitled to get any surgery she wants. So they hired this woman who's reportedly earning more than $1 million to do these commercials. And here's how they look. Go.
This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it. Check out my Instagram story to see how you can enjoy March Madness with Bud Light.
All right, so there's a backlash against the Bud Light thing. Nike, I think people have just given up. They're going to virtue signal at Nike. It's Beaverton, Oregon, you know what it is. Okay, so, but Anheuser-Busch was a conservative company at one time. It isn't any longer. So there's a bunch of country music stars that are dropping Bud Light from their tours. Bud Light was a sponsor, a whole bunch of backlash on the right against Anheuser-Busch, and I guess Nike too. I don't drink beer, so I'm not involved with this, and I don't buy Nike stuff. I don't know why I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. So it doesn't affect me directly. But I wanted to know if this was a smart advertising business play. So we got an expert, Michael Maslansky, who's the CEO of Maslansky and Partners, And he studies the advertising world and media world, joins us from New York City. So if you were the CEO of Anheuser-Busch, selling beer to a lot of conservative people who don't want, as I said, trans stuff shoved down their throats, would you have okayed this campaign?
So, Bill, first of all, it's good to be here. Second, I think the question is whether they're really shoving it down your throats. You know, the way that conservatives got to see these campaigns was because somebody was following Dylan Mulvaney on Instagram or other social media, and they picked it up and decided to share it on conservative social. She has 10 million followers. The idea of Bud Light trying to reach an audience that has, through a person that has 10 million followers, is not a bad marketing strategy. And that's what they were doing, marketing through her to her fan base.
Okay. But I'm going to disagree with you, even though you are much smarter in this area than I am. So Bud Light is an established brand. It has loyal customers who drink it all the time. Many of those customers don't like the trans world for religious reasons or other reasons, cultural reasons. I'll submit to you far more than 10 million are teed off at Anheuser-Busch and now going to switch over to Heineken or something else. Would I be wrong in that assertion?
So I would say that the history of boycotts like this by conservative groups and to a certain extent by liberal groups when they don't like the behavior of particular brands has shown that typically there's a short-term impact but not a long-term impact. And okay. So
but I don't I think, I'm not,
you know,
calling
people
for
move
a
on to the next they move on to the next outrage. Right?
Yeah, but
like,
this,
so
what,
this is today's outrage.
Here's why I think that analysis doesn't hold. Boycotts are bad. It's un-American, in my opinion, of anything, unless there's direct harm coming into your house. But this one is, I don't think is a boycott as much as, hey, there's a lot of beer product on the market. So I'm going to drink another beer product because I don't like the attitude of this trans person. And I don't want my kids watching it. That's big, by the way. And yeah, you say it's on Instagram. And then, well, that's where the kids are. So some parents are going, you know, I don't want this in our culture. I don't want my children subjected to this. So I'm going to punish who's ever doing it by not consuming their product. Wouldn't that be a concern of Anheuser-Busch?
So, again, I think it would might be a concern, but they also may be picking up an audience of 10 million people who, when they
you
show
would do it.
That they,
you would
that
do
they relate
it.
To that audience, that they may pick up a lot of people.
So if you were CEO, you would do it. You would make the decision, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have the trans person.
That I would do it. You also are talking about moms and kids. The kids are not beer drinkers.
No, but they see
the
moms,
commercial. They or may not be beer drinkers. What's that?
They see the spot. They see the ads.
Okay, but you know, I mean, I think these things get overblown, right? I mean, I think this was one post. It was not meant to be a big thing necessarily by Bud Light, except to the audience that she represents and speaks to.
But they
and what ends up happening is the media tries to make it into a big thing.
Right, because you know that's going to happen. You know it's going to happen, and Anheuser-Busch certainly knows it's going to happen. They had to sit down and discuss this. They had to, because this
yes.
is a big departure from the norm. Your point of view is it's worth it, because they're reaching people that maybe don't know about Bud Light. My point of view is everybody knows about Bud Light, and they have a loyal audience, many of whom are conservatives who don't like this presentation. And they're not going to drink
understand.
Bud Light. They're not going to drink
but
it. They're going to switch.
And you know as well as anybody that at sometimes all press is good press, right? Bud Light is not necessarily a brand that you see in the news all the time. Now, you're talking about Bud Light. I'm talking about Bud
yeah.
Light. People who haven't heard the name Bud Light in a while, who aren't really paying attention to the controversy, all of a sudden it's top of mind. In marketing, top of mind is the most important thing to drive business volume in marketing.
Okay, but you know the stock of Anheuser-Busch was down a bit, not colossal, because this story hasn't broken out. It will. But I think it was a mistake, a marketing mistake. They don't need to do this. They can market their product based upon brand loyalty. And yes, we got you, Bud Light, you should drink it. Now, Nike is a whole different thing because that's a much younger crew. And Nike has a history with Colin Kaepernick and all of that of rebellion. They want to use rebellion in their marketing. And I guess it's worked a bit for Nike, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has shown itself to work in the past. Again, there are going to be people who are angry at everything. And here, again, I think from what I've seen, this was Dylan Mulvaney talking to Dylan Mulvaney's audience, now made into a big thing. I'm sure Nike anticipated it would happen. They probably have a lot more fortitude and ability to weather any backlash on things like this than maybe Bud Light does, although I think both brands end up being fine on the other side of this and maybe even benefit.
All right, Michael, we appreciate it very much. Thank you. We like when we have opposing points of view, unlike most of the cable programs now that just go, well, here's my view, and now I'm going to bring on somebody who has the exact same view. How boring is that? Michael was a good guest.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, Macron. So he goes to China to visit with Xi. Now, the reason he does that is to divert against the riots in France by the socialists. Remember, Europe is largely socialist. The government basically provides cradle-to-grave entitlements. And under that umbrella, you don't make as much money, nearly as much, as you would make in America, because you're giving it to the government to provide education and daycare and healthcare and pensions. So France is running out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher once said. They want to raise the age of retirement just 2 years, just two. And the socialists are burning the country down. So Macron goes, I got to get the deuce out of here. I'm going to go to Xi, and that'll get the attention away from the riots. That's what he did. But unfortunately, he said something very stupid while in China. Put it up. Quote, the worst thing would be to think that we Europeans must be followers and adapt ourselves to the American rhythm and a Chinese overreaction. Wow, this was said on Sunday. Now, the Chinese overreaction is telling China, hey, you can't go in and enslave the people of Taiwan. So think about this. The United States is protecting Europe through NATO by funding military equipment to Ukraine. If Putin were allowed to take over Ukraine, which Putin thought he would, then the next would be Belarus, then Moldova, dominoes. And he would, because Putin's stated object is to put back the Soviet Union to its prior strength. So that puts Poland and it puts the Baltic countries, Lithuania, Latvia, all of them in grave danger. The United States is stopping that. by leading the support of Ukraine. Well, that's okay with Macron, because he lives in Europe, okay? But then the Asian people, the Chinese people, the Han who live in Taiwan, hey, Macron doesn't care about them. And, oh, we can't adapt ourselves to the American rhythm. The American rhythm is essentially protecting freedom. That's what the American rhythm is. But Macron goes, we can't do that. We just have to be selfish and look out for our own interests. And we're okay that the USA is spending hundreds of billions, is it hundreds of billions, maybe tens of billions, to help Ukraine, but we don't want any of this Taiwan stuff. There you go. Okay? Smart life. So I get a ton of mail about financial stuff. Okay? Not only from concierge members, who get direct access to me. I can't give specific financial advice. I can't tell you buy this stock, do this, do that. I can tell you what I do. And so when a concierge member of BillO'Reilly.com says, here's my situation and here's my question, I can only say, this is what I would do or I did do. But now I'm going to expand this to the Smart Life segment because it's very important. Most of you watching me right now have assets. You have a home, you have investments, you have retirement plans, college plans, whatever it may be. You have bought into our capitalistic system here. Most watchers and listeners of BillO'Reilly.com are in that group. Now, if I were on MSNBC, that would not be the case. So many people who consume that don't have many assets, and demographics show that. But you guys do. So there's a lot of angst about the stock market, which is unpredictable to say the least. So here's what I'm doing. So you know, and this is the Smart Life segment. I'm holding about 22% of my assets in the stock market. A few individual stocks, mostly mutual funds, hedge fund type of thing. Okay? I have a trusted financial team, not just one, because I have a lot of assets. I'm lucky enough to have them. And I have about that in stocks. I am holding that. I have targets for some of the stocks that have not performed well. If they hit the target, I'm going to sell. I'm not buying. I'm not. But I'm holding. Because the stock market could accelerate. High tech could break out. It's possible. Not probable this year, but my time frame is 2 years, not this year, because I know that Biden economy is going to get worse this year. But in 24, with the possibility of a new administration that Biden would lose or not run again, hopefully, that would buoy the stock market. So I'm holding, but not buying. Now, I'm not recommending that to you because I can't do that. I'm saying that I try to live a smart life, and that's the decision I have come to. This day in history, April 11, 1976, talking about the stock market, Apple threw out or created the Apple I computer. This was Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs. There it is. This is 47 years ago. Look at that. It sold out, but it wasn't mania. But then, they developed the handhelds and everything else. And now, Apple One went on sale July 1976. It was created on this day. The price of $666.66. Wozniak said he put that price on it because he liked repeating digits. That is the mark of the devil, by the way, 666. Just so you know, Not saying the devil created the Apple One. Now, everybody knows what happened in 47 years. Apple is now worth $2 trillion. It's capitalized at $2 trillion. It sold almost 1.5 billion iPhones worldwide. Annual revenue last year was $400 billion, up 8% year to year. I do have some Apple stock, and I'm holding. I'm holding. Anyway, that Apple One happened 47 years ago today. So we'll go to the mail, and we'll go to the final thought. The final thought's about personal interactions, how you deal with people. I think you'll be interested to hear that, and we'll be right back. Let's go to the mail. We got Robert on the message board. If you are a BillO'Reilly.com premium or concierge member, we have message boards every night. You meet new people. You go back and forth about, you know, how perspicacious I am or how utterly foolish I am. You can debate what I say. It's a lot of fun. We knock out any obscenities, none of that, any vitriol. You can get angry, but you can't do personal attacks on the message board. So Robert says, Bill, your talk with Colonel Hunt was very interesting about the time you two were in Afghanistan. That kind of talk would not be seen or heard anywhere else. It's great what you do with the No Spin News here for us, Team Normal People. You're absolutely right. I mean, we personalize the news to you, Robert. We want you to get something out of every single segment. Lisa Wood, Lee Summit, Missouri. Mr. O, just wanted to share my thoughts after another senseless shooting, this time in Louisville. I'm afraid this is going to become a daily occurrence eventually, because in the world today, life isn't valuable anymore. Lots of people's lives get stuck and they decided they don't care if they end it. And they're going to take out some grievances, people with them. Yeah, it's more and more people devalue life. Ed Kozalowski. Bill, read your Easter message of the day. I'm one of those who have given up on America. Having watched many, if not all, the government agencies lie to us and crooked politicians, why would we care about our country? Chicago is a mess of a city, yet they elect someone worse than Lori Lightfoot. The country is lost. Instead, I concentrate on my faith. Okay, Ed, I respect your opinion. I don't think it's lost. I do think there are cycles, but I'm glad you're concentrating on faith, because only God can save us, but he has saved us in the past. That ties into faith. Nancy Brenfleck, Prescott, Arizona. Bill, on the No Spin News, you dismissed Tulsi Gabbard because you said she's an isolationist. Will you please elaborate on that? The former congresswoman from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard, doesn't want to get involved with foreign conflict. She's quite clear. So that's an isolationist point of view. That's the term in politics. We live in a global world now. We're all tied in together economically and socially to some extent. We let the villains run wild overseas. It's going to come back to us. So that's why I don't think Tulsi Gabbard could be Trump's VP or will get any higher office. Frederick Shaker, Quaker Hill, Connecticut. Biden claims he started the renewal of American manufacturing. Is that true? It is not. It is not true. Actually, the renewal of American manufacturing started under Obama and then was put on steroids by Trump, who knocked out a lot of the corporate tax implications and brought back manufacturing from overseas. Biden had nothing to do with either of that. Stephen, concierge member, you're correct, Bill. The military is completely politicized and has been since Woodrow Wilson resegregated it and the rest of the U.S. government. Interesting comment on Woodrow Wilson. He was a racist. There's no doubt about it. Bad president. Teddy Roosevelt hated him. Hated Woodrow Wilson. You know, I'm not disagreeing with anything you said there. Jeffrey, concierge member. Thank you, Jeffrey. So who pays for Biden's stay on Martha's Vineyard in the summer? Has Ocasio-Cortez been cleared with her ethics investigation? How about those trips Hunter took on Air Force Two? talking about the accusations against Clarence Thomas. The American taxpayer picks up the bill for most of Biden's summer vacation in anywhere. He does stay free, as Obama did in Martha's Vineyard, at friends' homes. And that's similar to what Clarence Thomas did. Though you're right on point. Ocasio-Cortez was reprimanded by the House Ethics Committee. She didn't care, but that's where that ended. Okay, Team Normal. I was out of my Team Normal shirt over the weekend. You'll see the picture in a moment. First, we'll give you the full view. Team Normal hats are flying out of here, by the way. And look, it's almost 80 degrees in the Northeast today. You need the hat to keep the sun off your face or you get melanoma or something. You know, you need those hats, and they look great. Shirts, throw my pick up there, please. The Team Normal shirts are, again, flying out of there. They're beautiful. It was a little cool over the weekend. That's why I had the long sleeve underneath. But today I'm wearing my Team Normal shirt, just normal. And you play golf, you do any sports anyway, everybody will say, what's Team Normal? You have a nice, make new friends, have a funny discussion about it. We do have women's shirts because Mom's Day is coming up. And we have 12 killing books that you can choose from. Mom might like Killing the Legends with Elvis and the Beatles and things like that. Mom might like that. I'll sign it for Mom if you get those orders in for Mother's Day. If you become a premium or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com, you get any of my books, including the upcoming Killing the Witches, which is going to be very controversial, free. So membership, and that pays for more than half of your membership fee, just a free book. Word of the day, do not be a Dumbledore. That's a Harry Potter thing, but it is a real world. D-U-M-B-L-E-D-O-R-E. No Dumbledore. We're writing to me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Final thought in a moment. Okay, so here is the final thought. As we've discussed many times, live in a very divided country, a lot of hate, okay? Guns, abortion, Trump, you name it. So how do you deal with that on an everyday level? Well, number one, family and close friends, you don't want to fracture that. So I respect opposing points of view, you know that. And I don't have any problem with anybody not agreeing with me, ever. I'm pretty confident in my belief system because I think it through and I base my conclusions on facts. Just one quick one, banning guns will not stop this murder mayhem we have in the United States. Just won't. So I know that. If you have children or parents or spouses who disagree with you, respect it. If they're persuadable and they don't get angry when you put forth your point of view, then you can bring in what I say, what other people say, facts, and discuss it. If they're not persuadable, humor. Okay, that's it. Now, strangers are a different story. Very rarely, in fact, I can't remember the last time, and everybody knows me, so you gotta understand, wherever I go, people are approaching me for a picture or this and that, and 99% of them are nice. I can't even remember the last time that I had a person who was disrespectful to me. But I would never engage a stranger in any kind of a substantial discussion about anything. Why would I do that? I wouldn't do it. I don't want to be misquoted. I don't want to get anybody upset. I persuade on radio and television every day. You want to listen to me? You get plenty of places to listen to me. One of the reasons I do News Nation, I'll be on with Cuomo tomorrow night, Wednesday night, is because I get a chance to persuade people who don't see it my way. All right? But I'm not doing that in person. So all I do is just like this, or I smile, or I wave, and I go, I'll think about it, anything. Just don't do that. when you buy your team normal stuff, and you won't get that because it's not ideology. You just say team normal are the Americans who love their country, believe their country is noble. That's what team normal is. Now, if you get somebody go, oh, I hate America, you go, okay, First Amendment, you have that right. Have a nice day, and you're in the car getting out of there. Don't engage. Don't engage. That is the final thought. We appreciate you watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.